Today's daf is Vachim Daf Mem Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf's being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chaya Leia. So the topic of today's daf is going to be more halachos related to pigel. Specifically, the Torah says that if somebody eats from the basar of a carbon that is pigel, he's going to be chayiv karas. The Mishnah is going to say that it's not only true for the basar of a carbon, but depending on what exactly the hakrova was, in the event that it was done with a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, it's what's known as the real pigel, then if you eat part of it, you're going to be chayiv karas. Stating that, not every part of a carbon that's pigel, that a person eats from, carries with it this very severe punishment of karas. And the Mishnah is going to lay out what parts of a carbon are subject to the chayiv karas in the event that one ate from them when they were pigel, and what parts of a carbon are not subject to the chiyuv karas. Now, the Mishnah is going to give examples of when there is karas, when there's not karas. The Mishnah is even going to explain a little bit what the two stadim are tali in, just to precap the Mishnah and give away the punchline, and that is, any part of a carbon that is nitar al yudei something else, meaning this is a part of a carbon that was aser. What does it mean it was aser? It was aser to eat. It was aser to put on the mizbeach. It needs something else to be matter it. Then the halacha is, in the event that the carbon is pigled and one eats from that dover anitar, he's going to be chayiv karas. If, however, you have a aspect of a carbon that is not a dover hanitar, it's not something that was aser that required something else to be matter it. Rather, it's just part of a carbon. Maybe it's matter other things. Maybe it's not matter, or it's not a nitar. The point is, in the event that you have a part of a carbon that you can't classify as being a davar hanitar, even if the carbon is pigel and one eats from it, he will not be chayiv karas. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu dvarim she'in chayav analeh mishon pigel. The following are a list of things that even if they are part and parcel of a carbon pigel, ein chayav analei mishum pigel, meaning if one would eat that, they would not be chayav karas. Here's the list. Hakoymetz. So if you have a mincha that's pigel, and one would eat now from the koymetz of that mincha, he would not be chayav karas. V'haktoyres, or in the event that the ktoyres was brought with a machsheves pigel, and one now ate the ktoyres, he wouldn't be chayav karas. V'halavoyna, the levoyna which was part of the mincha. If somebody would eat from the levoina of a mincha that's pigel, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. Uminchas koyanim, uminchas koyim mashiach. The minchas koyanim was the regular mincha that the koyanim would bring. So in the event that a koyan brings a mincha, even if it's a minchas nedava, or the minchas koyim mashiach, that's the special mincha that the koyan gadol used to bring every single day, known as the minchas chavitin. Those two menachos, if one would eat from any component of it, the halach is, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. V'hadam, if somebody eats from the blood of a carbon, that's pigel. V'hanesachin haban bifnei atzma. Or if somebody would eat from the nesachin of a carbon, but specifically nesachin that were ban bifnei atzma, meaning nesachin were part of a carbon. Sometimes they were brought together with a carbon. Sometimes they could even be brought bifnei atzma. If somebody eats from the nesachin that are brought bifnei atzma, in all of these cases, ein chayavin alei mishon pigel, divi rameh, azay halt rameh. V'chachamim say, af haban im abahim. That not only is one not chayav pigel if he eats from the nesachin aban bifnei atzman, but even if one would eat from the nesachin that were bun together with the behema, nesachin are excluded from the chi of karas of pigel. Loik shemen shal mitzayra. As it relates to the loik shemen shal mitzayra. So the mitzayra, as part of his complex seidrat tahira, had to bring a loik shemen. There were a whole bunch of different hazayas that were done with this loik shemen. Rab Shimon says, in chayav an aleh mishon pigel. In the event that the carbon of the mitzayra was brought with a machsheves pigel, as a result now it's pigel, and one would then eat the loik shemen, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Rameir ay mechayav and all mishon pigel. Rameir says, yeah. And the reason Rameir gives is shedam ha'osha matiroi. Because the loik shemen is a dover hanitar, as we mentioned in the introduction to the Mishnah, that really what's going on over here is it a dover hanitar, is it not a dover hanitar? The loik shemen becomes mutter al yidei the carbon asham that came along with it. It's a dover hanitar. Being that it's a dover hanitar, it's going to be subject to the halacha pigel. Says the Mishnah, v'chol sheyesh lematirin, any part of a carbon that has matirin, meaning it has something that's matirin, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, whether it's something that has something that's matirin la'adam, meaning it's aser ba'achila, but if you do something else, now it becomes mutter la'achila. Or it's aser to be put on the mizbeach, but if you do something else, it becomes mutter to put on the mizbeach. Chayav and olam mishon pigol, da'alach is it going to be chay mishon pigol. And really, this line is the punchline of the Mishnah. The chol sheyesh lo matirin, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, chayavin olam mishum pigol. And then the Mishnah gives examples of when you are chay pigol. So really, the first part of the Mishnah were examples of elu dvarim she'in chayavin alei mishum pigol. Then the Mishnah in the middle told us the rule, and then the Mishnah gives us examples of when you are chay. Ha'oilo, the carbon oilo, dama matir es psar la'mizbeach, the dam is matir the basar la'mizbeach, va'oiro l'kayhanim, thus the basar and the oir are considered davar hanitar. Oilas ha'oif, an oila that's an oif, dama matter as besar lemezbeach. So there you don't have the oir, but the dam is matter, the basar, and it's matter at lemezbeach. Thus, the basar of an oilas oif is also a davar anitar. Chatas ha'oif, dama matter as besar lekayanim. The chatas ha'oif we know was kulay necha. And the chatas ha'oif is also considered a davar hanitar because the dam, the avoidas hadam of the chatas, is matter the basar lekayanim. Paramanistrophim, as relates to the Paramanistrophim, who Seirimanistrophim and the Seirimanistrophim. So, what are the Paramanistrophim and the Seirimanistrophim? These are the Param and the Seirim that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where the Torah says that they murim you will makter on the Mizbeach. However, the Basar, as opposed to it being eaten, had to be burnt. Right? Not on the Mizbeach, not part of the Haktara, but rather it had to be burnt. So as relates to the Parim HaNisrofim and the Sirim HaNisrofim, Daman Mater is a Mureim Likarev. The Dam is Mater the Emurim Likarev, and as a result, the Emurim is considered a Dover Hanitar. It sounds a little bit from the Mishnah that the Basar that is going to be burnt is really not a Dover Hanitar. Reb Shimon says, Kol She'ene Ala Mizbeach HaChitzen Kishlov. Any Dover Hanitar that's not brought on the Mizbeach Achitzin Kishlam, meaning any carbon whose dam wasn't on the Mizbeach Achitzin, like the carbon Shlomen, in Chayav Anol Mishum Pigel, Yinaki Bichay Mishum Pigel, and the reason is because the Makar to the Halacha of Pigel is mentioned by the carbon Shlomen, and Reb Shimon held, it's for that reason that Mamotzinu Shlomen, which is the Makar to Pigel, was brought on the Mizbeach Achitzin, so too you could only be Marbet Shar Karbonis that were brought on the Mizbeach Achitzin if you have a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, such as the last two mentioned in the Mishnah, the Parim HaNisrofim and the Sirim HaNisrofim. Dear the Halach is Ein Chayovin Aleim Mishum Pigel. Just to be clear, we saw this already earlier in the Sugyas, Reb Shimon holds Ein Chayovin Aleim Mishum Pigel. Avada Machshava HaPiseles by the Parim HaNisrofim and the Sirim HaNisrofim and the Karbonis that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi would render the carbon to be unfit. It would be a possible carbon. But as it relates to the chiyuv karis one has for eating from the dvarim hanitarim of that carbon, Reb Shimon says it has to be dumi de shlomim, and shlomim was brought in the Mizbeach Achitzin. It's for that reason those karbonis, which were not brought in the Mizbeach Achitzin, would not be subject to the chiyuv karis. Either way, so much happened in this Mishnah, a whole smorgasbord of karbonis. There's a lot going on over here. There's really a lot to discuss. You see, Rashi is almost a whole Amid here. Amem Gimel, Amid Aleph, this Tosfosin as well. We are going to jump right into the Gemara. And again, just being mindful of the Ikki Yisoid of the Mishnah. And that is that as much as it's true that if a Kohen would do one of the critical Avodas with a Machshava of Chutz Lezmanoi, Chilas Basak, Taras Emurim, Zrikas Tam, Shficha Shirayim, by a Mincha, you have its corresponding avoidus, by the Ktairis, you have its corresponding avoidus, etc., etc., etc. The halacha is that the carbon would be pasal, and it would take on this new chomer, that if somebody eats from it, he would be chayiv karis. You're not always chayiv karis if you eat from a carbon that's pigal. What does it depend on? Really, the klal was tucked away in the middle of the Mishnah, in between the list of the dvarim she'in chayavan alei mishum pigel, and the list of the dvarim she'chayavan alei mishum pigel. The Mishnah said, "V'chol she'yesh le'matirin bein lo'ad bein lezbech chayavan alei mishum pigel," and that's really the rule of thumb. If this is a dover anitar, it has a dover that's matirit, so now it's subject to the chiyuv karis of pigel. If not, not. Zok the Gemara. And this next Gemara is a classic. Amarulo, Ulo said, Koimitz pigol shehelu al gabe amizbech. If a koyim would take the koimitz of a carbon pigol and he would put it on the mizbech, pakapi gula mimenu, the pigol would go away from it. Unbelievable chiddush. So you have a carbon that was brought with a machshav of chutz l'zmane. It's a pasul of carbon. If the kohen takes the koimitz of that carbon and he puts it on the mizbeach, putting it on the mizbeach, miraculously, poof, it makes the pigol go away. And Ula said, I'll tell you how I know that. In macherim mevili de pigol, hu asmoy loy kolshkein, madoch, the haktoras hakoimitz of a carbon pigol has the ability to make the carbon pigol, then certainly it should have the ability to make itself pigol. So it says, Ulo, koimitz pigol shehelu al gabi ha-mizbeach. If you take the koimitz of a pigol and you put it on the mizbeach, the pigol's going to go away. You know why I know that? Because a koimitz of pigol that goes on the mizbeach makes the mincha pigol. So if it makes the mincha pigol, certainly it should make itself pigol. So the Gemara says, I can't even read the words, my kamar, right? What does my kamar mean? Ula's trying to prove that if you put the koimitz pigol on the mizbeach, paka pigula mimenu. And he says a nice shtickle Torah, like a kal v'chaymer, that would seem to prove that, fakert, that it would be pigol. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar. This is what Ula meant to say. Im enoi miskabel heich mevi acherim lidei pigol. If the koimitz, which is pigol, doesn't lose its status of pigol when it goes on the mizbeach. So heich mevi acherim lidei pigol. How would it have the ability to go and create that this mincha should be a mincha pigol? From the fact that the koimitz on the mizbeach has the ability to make the mincha into a minchas pigol, zay say meres, it has to be a haktara hamiratza. It has to be a real haktara. How could it be a real aktara if it's pigol? Oh, must be paka piguloi mimenu. What does this mean? So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi makes a little bit of an akimta to try to understand pashta pshat what Ula is saying. But l'chayri, the more pashta pshat is what Tosfos says. And that is that we know in order to have a carbon pigol, you have to have that all four avodas were done. Kartzos kosher, kachatzos pasul, acha carbon kol matirav, right? There's a whole bunch of ideas that permeate these sugyas that all seem to say the same thing, which is a problem, by the way. But there's a bunch of ideas that seem to say the same thing. And that is that in order for a carbon to become pigol, if it's a carbon, a regular animal, you have to do a shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika. And if it's a mincha, you would have to do a kmitza, and you'd have to put it into the klisharis, mita haylacha, mita haktar. Right, you always have to do the avodas. Which means that in order for a carbon mincha to become pigol, you have to take the koimitz, you have to put it on the mizbech, and you need that aktar should be a real aktar. It's what the Gemara refers to as hartzas pasul. On some level, it's miratza. What does it mean, it's miratza? It's miratza, it klape pigol, right? It makes the carbon into a carbon pigol. So Taina Zula, to the extent that putting the koimitz of a carbon pigol on the mizbeach has the ability to be miratza, hartzos posel, but it has the ability to miratza, well, if that's the case, it must be that this haktara is a echta maisa haktara, and it must be also that paka pigule mimenu, because to the extent that this is a real maisa haktara, well, then that in and of itself would remove the status of pigol. Again, this is something that requires a little bit more hesber. There's a chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam sitting here on the desk. Bezer Hashem, we're going to get into this a little bit more, but these are the words that Ula said. But the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalot. I don't even know what the chiddush of Ula is. Because Ula seems to be saying a chiddush, right? What's the punchline of Ula? How he got there is a little tricky. But what's the punchline of Ula? Koimitz pigol, shehelu al gabi mizbeach, paka pigulei mimenu. Faith the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Idein chayov an alei mishum pigol. Did he mean to say that if the koyim would take the koimitz and he would put it on the mizbeach, what's the halacha? The halacha is that all of a sudden now, he would not be chayiv karis if he ate from the koimitz, right? That's what it means, paka pigulei mimenu, that there's no chayiv karis if one eats from it. Ein chayov in alei mishum pigol tanina. That's our Mishnah. Elu dvarim shein chayov in alei mishum pigol. Koimitz faktoris v'alavodim minchas kam minchas koim mashicha minchas nesach v'adam. Right, and that's true even if the koimitz didn't go on the mizbech. Meaning koimitz, being that it's a matter, it's not a nitar, just based on the rule of our Mishnah. It's really the first example that the Mishnah gave of a chelik of a carbon pigol that's not subject to the chi of karis. We know Koimitz is never subject to it. So if Koimitz is never subject to it, I don't need Koimitz Pigul Shehelu Agabi Mizbeach Paka Vigulam Imenu to tell me that there's not going to be a Chiyuv Karis. Ella, maybe Ulu was saying it with regards to another halacha. Meaning he's not saying it with regards to the Chiyuv Karis because there's anyways no Chiyuv Karis. Maybe he means it with regards to the halacha Deim Alu Lo Yeretu. So we know that there are certain times where if somebody would take a carbon that's pasul and put it on the Mizbeach, the halacha is Yeretu. You have to immediately take it off. There's also a concept that you're not supposed to take a davar pasul and put it on the Mizbeach, but Mizbeach mekadesh es hapsulin. And as a result, if you take a davar pasul, you put it on the Mizbeach, the halacha is going to be im alu lo yeretu. So maybe that's what Ula meant to say. Koimetz pigul shehelu agabim Mizbeach, paka pigulam imenu, the pigul goes away, lamayin afkemina, that im alu lo yeretu. But the Gemara says, Tanina, I don't need Ula to tell this to me. It's a mufurish Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it discusses examples of im alu lo yeretu, it says, halon. A carbon that has a psulina, vahayoytse, or a psul yoytse, vahatome, if the carbon's tome, vishenishchot chutzlis mani, that's what we need, vichutzlim koimai, imalu lo yerdu. So it's a mefurish mishnah, anytime you take any chelik of a carbon that's possible because of a machshavet chutzlis mani, because of pigol, that loch is imalu lo yerdu. So that can't be Ula's chedesh either. The elo, maybe what Ula's being mechadesh is the imyerdu yalu. Maybe that's what he meant to say. What he meant to say was that if you take a koimitz pigul and you put it on the mizbeach, paka pigulim imenu, as a result, if it goes off the mizbeach, you'll have a din to put it back on. But it's not true. Tanina fakert. Kishem shem olu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu. The Mishnah says mefurish regarding that aforementioned list, included in which was chutzas manoi, that even though it's true, imolu lo yerdu, but im yerdu, dalach is lo yalu. So what's going on over here? What is ula being mechadish? Koimitz pigul shehelu al gabi amizbeach, paka piguloi. It sounds very fancy. It sounds very, very intense. Abulamaisa, what is Ula coming to be Mechadish? He's coming to tell me that there's no Chiv Karis. There's never Chiv Karis on Koimitz. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim and Beis and Mebeis. He's coming to be Mechadish. That Amalu lo Yerdu. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. Look, come on. And Perik Mizbech Mechadish. He's coming to be Mechadish and Yerdu Yalu. It's not true. Says the Gemara. Lo Yitzricha. You have to say what Ula was talking about was where this Koimitz pickle didn't just go on the Mizbeach, but rather Shemoshlo Behenu'or. What happened was it actually went into the fire. And being that it went into the fire, so could be over there it's going to be more Shayach than the Mizbeach. And there the halacha would be not just im alu lo yerdu, but the halacha would also be that im yerdu yalu. In other words, lo'olam ula is being mechadesh that Koimitz pickle shehelu agabim Mizbeach, paka bigulim imenu, thus im yerdu yalu. It's not true. Im yerdu lo yalu. Ula's talking about where it didn't just go on the mizbeach. He's talking about where it was moshlo behena. Oh, it was in the fire. Once it's in the fire, then already could be that loch is not only im alu lo yerdu, but also im yerdu yalu. But the Gemara says, hanami amru ulu chadazimno. This is taka, not a mefurisha mishnah anywhere. So you can't ask on Ula, it's a mishnah. But Ula already said it. And the Gemara says it's a little funny to think that Ula would have to say the same thing twice. What did Ula say? The Amar Ula loishanu eloshle mashal benar. This halacha of im yerdu lo yalu with regards to those psulim is only true if it didn't go into the fire. Abba mashal benar. Once the fire has some sort of memshal over it, yalu, then the halacha isn't already yalu. So why would Ula have to tell me the same halacha twice? Says the Gemara. Ula is telling me the same halacha twice. You want to know why he had to say it? Meaning he said it like boif and klali. Loishanu eloshle mashal benar. Abba mashal benar yalu. And here he's saying it boif and prati regarding the koimitz. I'll tell you what, because I could have thought, mao de temo, ich volt gewalt meinen, hani mili. When is it true that the halach is that if it's mashal ben ha'or, im yerdu yalu, that's only an aver, the michbar. Meaning, what would be if you took a chelik of the carbon and it was mashal ben ha'or, but not the whole carbon. So let's say you took an aver. Part of it is in the fire, the other part is not in the fire. So it could be over there, the halach is, that the chelik that was mashal ben ha'or, if now it was yerdu, it was gidu yalu, and even the chelik that was loy mashal ben ha'or, if it's yerdu yalu. And the reason is because it's all one chibur. Aval koimitz, as it relates to koimitz, the mifris, koimitz is flour, right? So if one part of the flour touches the fire and the other part doesn't, the part that didn't was not mechubur to the part that did, and emaloi. I would think that what? I would think that there should be no din im yerdu yalu, even though a chelik of the koimitz, taka was mashal ben har. Kamashal, that was ulus chiddish. Ulus chiddish was that koimitz pikush shehelu al gabi amizbeach, poka, pigulai. What does it mean that it's paka pigulai? What it means is that when it's mashla ben ha'ar, the halach is im yerdu yalu. Didn't Ula say it already once? The answer is yes, but Ula wants you to know it's true even for the koimetz. Why would you think the koimetz is different? Because the koimetz, you would think, maybe it's individual parts. Savada, from Ula's original statement, I would know that the chelik that was mashla ben ha'ar is im yerdu yalu. But whatever about the chelik that wasn't mashal ben ha'ar, that you would think maybe you don't have him yerdu yalu. Ula wants you to know that you look at the koimetz as one unit, you look at it as one chefza, and therefore if part of it touches the ar, all of it is going to be as if it touched the ar, all of it is going to have a din for it to go on the mezbech. Amar Rabbi Chai said hilkach, it's for that reason, meaning based on the way we just explained Ula's chiddush, hay koimetz pickle, if you would have the koimetz of a carbon pickle, the palge machsa ar, part of it is sitting on the floor, palge askei amarocha, and the other half was on the marocha. It was on the top of the mizbeach, and it actually went into the fire. So the halach is masik nalei lekule lechatchila. You'd be able to take even the chelik that's on the floor and put it on the mizbeach. This sounds like a huge chiddush. I mean, there's part of it that's not even on the marocha. It's mamish on the floor. But Rabbi Chai says at the end of the day, zil basa taima. If we say a svara that we look at the whole koimetz as being one unit, I don't think it makes a difference if the other part, the part that wasn't mashal ben ha'ar, is within a sheer lavud of the fire, or if it's sitting on the floor. Who cares? At the end of the day, to the extent that we view it as one cheftza, to the extent that we view it as one unit, so it's l'chayr one and the same, and if that's the case, just like Ula said his chiddush with regards to where the other part of it is on the mizbeach, albeit not in the ar, says Rabbi Chai, the same would be true if it's on the floor. Either way, we're going to now move to the next part of the daf. Bez Hashem, we're going to get back to this, but what's the very, very short recap? Amar Ula, koimetz pigul shehelu al gabi ha-mizbeach, how does he know it? He knows it from Kal V'Chaim. Because the koimetz going on the Mizbeach is considered a haktara hameratz le'inyan shafing pigle. Pigle could only become pigle if you have dalet avoidis. And this koimetz of pigle going on the Mizbeach, you see, creates the hartzas puzzle. It creates the chetza of pigle. If that's the case, it's epesa haktara. If it's haktara, poka piguloi mimenu. Lamay nafgamina that paka biguloi mimenu, but that you wouldn't be chayiv karis if you eat it. Yeah, anyways, not chayiv karis if you eat it. Imalu lo yerdu. It's anyways imalu lo yerdu. So many psulim are imalu lo yerdu, and this is included in it. In mierdu yalu, it's not in mierdu yalu. Nafgamina would be if it was mashal ben ha'ar. Mashal ben ha'ar, there the halach is going to be in mierdu yalu. And Ula, even though he said this once already, he wanted you to hear it. He wanted you to know it here in this sugya as well. Techap, that the koimetz is considered one unit, and even only a chelik of the koimetz went ahead and touched it, really it's going to be negay for everything as well. What emerges, just in Pashim Shad and the Gemara, is that this idea of paka pigulay mimenu l'maskana is talking about not when it was simply helu al gabi ha-mizbeach. Right? Ula's words are koimetz pigul shehelu al gabi ha-mizbeach paka pigulay mimenu l'maskana. It's not enough that it went on the mizbeach. It has to be mashal ben ha'ar. So it's really koimetz pigul shehelu al gabi ha-mizbeach u'mashal ben ha'ar. That's when you have this halacha of paka pigulay mimenu, and the nafkemina l'halacha of the paka pigulay mimenu is that afilu im yerdu the halacha is going to be yalu. Again, Beis Hashem, we're going to get back to this at the end of the daf. That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. Either way, moving along. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hapigol v'hanoyse v'hatomei shehelon legabi mizbeach. If somebody has a carbon that's pigol, a carbon that's noiser or tomei, and he put it on the mizbeach, paka isur mehen, putting it on the mizbeach removes the isur. I'm Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, Moridichi. Moridichi means Rashi. Balashmu hazois. Right? Moridishmaitza. Mizbeach mikveh tahira. What kind of business is that? You take something that's possible, you put it on the mizbeach, and then all of a sudden it becomes tar. What, the mizbeach is a mikvah? Had the mizbeach become a mikvah? I'm Rab Zera. So Rab Zera said, Shemashal ben ha'ar. It means when it went into the fire, once it goes into the fire, then it's already different. What changes when it goes into the fire? It's paka pigula mimenu. Paka the noiser. Paka the tumah. Right? The fire of the mizbeach is a koyach hametar. By the way, fire is a metahir, right? Anything that's used with fire, the way you do the hagala is by putting it into fire, right? So fire actually is a dover hametar, right? The Gemara said, mizbeach mikveh tahira, and for the Gemara, fire. I would say, what, is fire a mikveh tahira? The answer is, yeah, right? Yeah, it's actually a better koyach hametar than mine. But the bottom line is, this halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is really matim with the halacha of Ula. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna asked a gishmak akasha on this halach. His kasha was from an excerpt of a brisa. We're going to see the full brisa, by the way, soon. But for now, it's just the excerpt of a brisa that's discussing somebody that is tame, betumas aguf, where the halach is that he's not allowed to eat kachin. In fact, if he eats kachin, he's going to be chayiv karis. Now, we spoke about this in one of the previous dafin, where the Gemara had a whole arichos in this. So we know that there's Tumas Mikdash and there's Tumas Kadoshav. Tumas Kadoshav is really made up of two components. It's made up of someone that's tameh, but Tumas Aguf is not allowed to eat kachim. There's also an idea that if someone's tahar, he's not allowed to eat kachim that's tameh. But there's a huge nafgamina between those two ideas. If someone is tameh and he eats kachim, so the halach is his chayiv karis. That's the Tumas Kadoshav that comes along with the oil of a yoyred, etc. If somebody's tahar and he eats kachim, that's tameh, then it's a lav. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it, but at the same time, he's not going to be chayiv karis. This Acherim Oimrim is an excerpt. In fact, it's one of four shittas in a braisa that discusses how we know that the Tumas Kadoshav that carries with it an Oynish karis is talking about Tumas Aguf with the kachim is tar, and the Tumas Kadoshav that's merinit alav is talking about where the person is tahar, but he's eating kachin that is tameh. Meaning, as much as we take for granted that that's the way it is, but the Braisa was not so sure, and in fact, there's four shitas in the Braisa, how you know that's the case. Now, the relevant pasuk for this excerpt of the Braisa is Vanefesh asher toicha basar, mizevach hashlamim lashem, v'tumasay ala, v'nichrasu hanefesh ahim me'amel. So again, v'nefesh asher toicha basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem, v'tumasay olav, v'nichrasu hanefesh ahim me'amel. You see where the ambiguity is, because olav is an improper pronoun, right? V'tumasay olav. Olav who? Is it olav on the person, or is it olav on the basar? V'nefesh asher toicha basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem, v'tumasay olav. If olav is on the nefesh asher toicha, so it means tumas agof. But maybe it's v'nefesh asher toicha basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem, v'tumasay olav on the basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem. So it's not 100% clear. So again, that's the background of the price, and that's where Acherim comes in. Acherim says, it says, v'tumasay olav, and we learn from there, mishe tuma peirachas mimenu. It sounds like we're talking about a situation where tumasay olav, like it just so happens that right now the tuma is there, but maybe the tuma can go away. Yotza basar must be that it's not basar, she'in tuma peirachas mimenu, because basar, there's no way of making the tuma go away, right? The tuma on a person can go away. How? You go to the mikvah. If, however, the basar is tummy, there's no way to make that tumah go away. Tumasay olav sounds like it's fleeting, and as a result, says Acherim, I think in the pshutei shal mikra, just the mashmos of a tumasay olav seems to suggest that we're talking about where it's a tumas agov. What was Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisson's kasha? Meridiga kasha. If you're going to tell me that there's an idea that if you take basar kachim, that's tameh, and you put it on the fire of the mizbeach, what happens? Paka tumasay mimenu, right? Paka pigula mimenu, paka tumah mimenu. Well, if that's the case, hare tumah peirachas mimenu ayodeyar. It's shayach, the same idea of tumasay olav as it relates to the tumas basar. Amar Rava, so Rava said, ayodey mikvah kam rinon, that the mashmois of a tumasay olav sounds like not only could the tumah go away, it can go away ayodey a mikvah. A person goes into the mikvah, it becomes tar. You take basar, you put it in the mikvah, it doesn't become tar. But the Gemara says, midi mikvah, ksiv, doesn't say the word mikvah anywhere. Where does the tumasay olav suggest that it has to be a situation where not only is it tumasay olav temporarily, but the way it would be removed is ayideya mikvah. El omer apapa, so apapa said, bebasa shlomo maskina. Now, I'll tell you what the makar is. The makar is, because what type of carbon is this pasuk talking about? V'nefesh ha-shatoichal basar mizevach ha-shlomim. We're talking about a shlomim. You're talking about you ate basar of a shlomim. Basar of a shlomim has no din to be burnt on the marocha. It has no din to be much leben har. And being that it's the loy chazi la-krova, so if it's not chazi le-ha-krova, so therefore the v'tumasay olav can't be the basar. It's true, there is a basar of a carbon that you could say is the tumasay olav, that it's fleeting. Al yedei paka tumasay mimenu, right? But it's not true for the shlomim. And being that we're handling the shlomim, must be the tumasay olav is referring to the tumas agov. It's not referring to the tumah of the basar. Ravina said a different teretz. The tumasay olav sounds like misha tumah peirachas mimenu kishahu sholim. The word olav sounds like that it's going to be intact. fact, it's going to remain the way it is. Yatza basar, which is a dover, she ain't tumah pirachas mimenu kshu shalem, ela kshu chaser. As much as it's true that tumah could be pirachas, but when's it going to be pirachas? When you burn it. What happens when you burn it? It's going to start breaking into pieces. So it's not going to be all love, and being that it's not going to be all love, that's how we knew that the tumasa yalov must be going in this case. Either way, a geshmak geshak levetaryo, and the Gemara is going to do now what it feels like it's been doing a lot lately, and that is we mention an excerpt of Braisa, an excerpt of a long Braisa. So let's bring it up. Let's now discuss the entire Braisa. So again, what's the background to this Braisa? The pasuk says, "Va'nefesh ha'shoteicha basim mizevach ha'shlam ma'asher la'ashem v'tumasa yalov v'nichrisa ha'nefesh ha'hi me'ameh." Tumasa yalov means on the person, or tumasa yalov means on the basa. Huge nafkamina. Yechayiv karis if you eat kachim b'tumas ha'gof, or yechayiv karis if you eat kachim when the kachim itself is tum. Everybody knows that yechayiv karis when you eat it b'tumas ha'gof. The question is, where exactly do you see it in the pasuk? It would seem to be not so clear. Says the Gemara Gufa, v'tumasa yalov. It says in the Torah v'tumasa yalov b'tumas ha'gof v'kasim. But that pasuk means tumas ha'gof. At time b'tumas ha'gof v'yanel b'tumas basar. You think it's talking about tumas ha'gof? Maybe it means tumas basar, right? How do you know what olav is? Is olav on the nefesh or is it on the basar? Nemar kan tumasoi v'nemal alon tumasoi. It says regarding this parish of tumas kadosh of the word tumasoi, and it says lahalon. That's regarding tumas mikdash. The halacha or the word of tumasoi. And malahalon tumas ha'gof v'kasim. But just like as it relates to tumas mikdash. And the Torah says tumasi, what does it mean? It means not when the mikdash is tameh, it means if the person's tameh and he enters the base of mikdash. It's tumas aguf. I've come to tumas aguf because of that. So too over here, where it says the tumasi yolo, what it means is tumas aguf. Rabbi Yossi says, I have a different makar. Hayo v'nemru kachin b'loshin rabim. It says the word kachin b'loshin rabim. V'nemru tumah b'loshin yachid. And it says tumah b'loshin yachid, b'tumas aguf akas b'dabar. That's the raya. It means tumas aguf. This line of Rabbi Yossi requires hezbo. But the Gemara is going to explain it. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, "Va'achal b'tumas haguf hakasim medaber." It says the word "va'achal" and "va'achal" is mash b'tumas haguf. The Gemara is going to explain this. Achirim say, "V'tumasay olav misha tumah peirachas mimenu." Yosef also trained tumah peirachas mimenu. That tumasay olav sounds like it's tumah peirachas. It's peirachas. And it remains intact. It's peirachas by the shlomim, right? That's the achirim that we just went through. Either way, we had one sliver of this braisa, which was achirim. We brought it for a reason because Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisna asked the geshmak akasha from achirim on the chiddush of the day, and that is kivat shemashal ben aar paka pigula mimenu. But once we mentioned that one chelik of the braisa, we mentioned the entire braisa. We saw it's four shittas, and now the gemara is going to go to work. Amar mar, Rabbi said. V'achal b'tumas haguf ha'kosuv medaber. It says v'achal, and the word v'achal is mashma that we're talking about b'tumas haguf. Says the Gemara, my mashma. Where do you see that from the word v'achal it means v'tumas haguf? Right. What were Rebbe's words? Rebbe's words were. The achal betumas haguf hakasim medaber doesn't say anything. Amar Rava said, "Kol kro lemefarish leRabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi." Any pasuk that wasn't explained by Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi, v'chol masnis lemefarish leZeiri, and any brisa that wasn't explained by Zeiri, loymefarisho heisnish explained. Meaning, there was a pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi explained, and he explained it so not shayach that if you didn't explain a pasuk like he explained that pasuk. Your mamish didn't explain the pasuk. And there was a braisa that Zeiri explained, and it was so not shaykh that if you didn't explain a braisa, the way Zeiri explained the braisa, does Hasnish explain. In other words, this is just a dramatic way of saying that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi once said a meiridiga pshat in a pasuk, and Zeiri once said a meiridiga pshat in a braisa. So, first Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi, and then believe it or not, we're going to digress from our digression, and the Gemara is going to bring what this Zeiri pshat is, who was once mefarish a braisa. So the Gemara says, Hachi Yom Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi said. What he said was, "Hayulu pasuk hakasa b'loshin akeva, v'sayim b'loshin akeva." Being that the pasuk starts b'loshin akeva and it ends b'loshin akeva, v'loshin zocher be'emtza, and there's a loshin zocher in middle. Betumas aguf hakasa medaber. That's how you know that the pasuk is talking about betumas aguf. So. After Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi explained this pasuk betuf tam, we have no idea what he even means. So Rashi explains what's going on over here. What's going on over here is like this, that really Rebbe said, the pashtus in the pasuk should be that the pasuk's talking about tumas haguf. That should be the pashtus. And the reason is because if you just look at the context of the pasuk, that's what it sounds like. The problem of why the Tannaim were unsure, and the reason they're entertaining a tzad of a tumas hayalav referring to the basar, is because if you look at the pasuk starts b'lashon nekeva, ends b'lashon nekeva, and in the middle it says v'tumas hayalav. Let's see the pasuk inside. V'hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlamim mashal Hashem. It sounds like the oichal is a toichal, right? It's not an oichal, it's a toichal. It sounds like it's in a nekeva. It ends v'nichrusa hanefesh ahim me'ameha. That's straight up lashon nekeva, right? V'nichrusa hanefesh ahim me'ameha. Not v'nichras hanefesh hahu me'amoi. Or me'amav, right? V'nichrusa hanefesh me'amav. So the oichel in this pasuk is clear in a cave. It started in a cave, it ended in a cave. If that's the case, when it says v'tumas like alav, it sounds like it's the basar. Because if it was referring to the oichel, or the toichel, it would have said v'tumasai aleha, right? It says alav. So that's really what was throwing the oichel for a loop. Said Rebbe, I'm asking to the Ara, but look at the next pasuk. The next pasuk says as follows: V'nefesh ki siga b'chol tame b'tumas adam oy b'vehem etmeya oy b'chol sheketz tame v'ochal mipsar zevach hashlomim asher l'Hashem v'nichrasa nefesh ahim me'amer. That pasuk is not ambiguous. There's no part of that pasuk when you're not sure. Is it referring to the person? Is it referring to the basar? Everything is straightforward. Yet that pasuk also starts b'lashon akeva, ends b'lashon akeva, and we inject a lashon zachar in the middle. Again, v'nefesh kisiga, right? That's a lashon akeva. B'chol tamei b'tumas adam oy b'behemet tamei oy b'chol sheketz tamei v'ochal. That's a lashon zachar. Mipsar zevach hashlom mashal Hashem. V'nichrasa nefesh imeamet. That's again lashon akeva. So Rebbe said that from the word v'ochal, I know that b'tumas agov akasam b'davar. Because the pashtus really is, it should be b'tumas agov. That's the more glatkeit in Pshutei Shalmikra. If you look at the Rishonim of Pshutei Shalmikra, that's probably the way they would be mefarish the pasuk. I didn't look, but probably. That's what Rebbe's saying anyways, right? Nor v'as, what was throwing Chazal for a loop was, how do you go from zachar to from the keva to zachar to the keva? Oh, must be that the v'tumas hayalav is not referring to the oichel. Must be it's referring to the basar. Abazog Rebbe, as much as that's true, look at the next pasuk. The next pasuk, there's no ambiguity. And afilu hachi, you see it goes nekeva, zachar, nekeva. Muzayin, that's the derech of the pasuk. Sometimes the pasuk will do that. It's the next pasuk. So in this parashat gufa, you see for sure the Torah is doing that. So if the Torah is doing it in that pasuk, it's you're talking that the Torah is doing it in this pasuk as well. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi, this was his very geshmak pshat in a very cryptic sentence that Rebbe said. Either way, so we mentioned that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi once said a murder to Gepshan in a pasuk. Ad kedei kach kol krod loy mefarish le Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi is mamish. It's loy mefarisha. And in the same vein, Ziiri, the Gemara says Rav Ziiri, but we know it's Ziiri throughout Shas. So in the same vein, Ziiri, or maybe Rav Ziiri, did the same exact thing as it relates to a Braisa. So again, we're digressing now from our digression because the Gemara is going to bring Ziiri. So why are we digressing from a digression? Because the Ikra Sugi is the Sugi is a pickle, right? Paka piguloi mimenu. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna asked the Kasha from a Braisa, what did the Braisa talk about? The idea that if someone's Tome betuma saguf and he eats kachim, the halach is he's going to be chayiv karis. We mentioned then the entire Braisa. There was one line in that Braisa that was very hard to understand, Rebbe. We needed Rabbi Yisrael Abedimi to say pshat. The Gemara was so in the spot with this pshat that the Gemara said, any pasuk that wasn't explained like this is mamish tzchaser in the pirish. And oh, by the way, there's a Braisa that we once also didn't understand. And any Braisa wasn't explained like Ziiri explained that Braisa is mamish on that same level. It's Rabbi Yisrael Abedimi's pshat, and the pasuk is Rav Ziiri's pshat in this Braisa. So now we're going to mention Rav Ziiri. So this is, I think, a digression from a digression, already from a digression, regardless. Mas Nissen, what is this price? And this is a fun price. The Tanya, im nemru kalois, lama nemru chamurois. Vim nemru chamurois, lama nemru kalois. So what's the background over here? So Rashi says the background is, this price is a Teres Kayanim. And this Teres Kayanim is discussing the halachos of somebody who is Tame, and he eats kachim, betumas agof. Okay, so it's really in the same sugya as Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi's pasuk. Specifically, it's discussing two se'ifei katan in this halacha. One is, the Torah says that if somebody's tamei betumas haguf and he eats not the real kachin, doesn't eat mipsar zevach hashlon, but he eats maisa shein, the halach is, it's not chayiv karis, it's chayiv malchus. He's over a lot. If someone's tamei betumas haguf and he eats truma, the halach is, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Now we know, if he eats kachim, he's going to be chayiv karis. But this braisna is discussing not kachim, not the chayiv karis, not the tumas kadashav, not the part of the sugya that comes with the oil of a yairi that's discussed in the first 15 blad or so of Mesach Shavuos. This is talking about where someone was telling me, Thomas Agov, he ate maisa sheni or the truma. And again, the halach is, if he eats maisa sheni, he's going to be chayiv malchus. If he eats truma, he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Now, the Braisa says, "Im nemru kalois." If in these parashias the Torah said kalois, what does kalois mean? That's the void. That's where the iri is going to come in. Lamer nemru chamurois. Vim nemru chamurois. Lamer nemru kalois. So says the Braisa, "Im nemru kalois v'le chamurois." Had it said kalois and not said chamurois, easy. I would have thought ala kalois b'lav. As it relates to the kalois, there's a lav. V'ala chamurois b'misa. But as it relates to the chamurois, it's misa. Kach nemru chamurois. That's why I had to say chamurois. So you should know there's no misa by chamurois. All it is a lav. Vim nemru chamurois v'le nemru kalois. Had it said chamurois and it would have said kalois, easy. I would have thought ala chamurois yecha. If you chay for the chamurois, but it doesn't say anything about kalois. So vala kalois yeh potter. Maybe when it comes to the kalois, he's going to be potter. The kach nemer kalois, that's why it says kalois. So this is, again, a very cryptic braisna that's going to open itself up to some cheshbon here. Again, it says kalois and it says chamurois. Says the braisa. Im nemru kalois, lama nemru chamurois. Vim nemru chamurois, lama nemru kalois. Oda, oda. I need kalois, I need chamurois. So the braisa, I'll tell you what. Had it said kalois and chamurois, I would have thought for kalois there's a lav, but for chamurois there's mis. Kach nemar chamuris. All there is a lav when it comes to chamuris. And it said chamuris and akalis, I would have thought chamuris is a chiv. Maybe there's no chiv at all when it comes to kalis. Kach nemar kalis. So the Gemara says, my kalis and my chamuris, let's try to give us some definitions here. What's the taich of the word kalis? What's the taich of the word chamuris? Ile makalis, maisa chamuris, truma. Maybe kalis means maisa and chamuris is truma. Why is maisa kal? Because there's only Malkus. Why is Truma Chamor? Because then there's already Misa B'dei Shamayim. But says the Gemara, if that's the case, what's the Braisa saying? That why did it have to say Meiser and Truma? Because had it said Meiser and not Truma, right, let's see if we can do this by ourselves, I would have thought that for Meiser there's a Lav, but for Truma there's Misa. That's why the Torah said Truma, to know that all there is a laugh. And had it said Truma and not Meiser, I would have thought that for Truma there's an Chiev, Misa, but for Meiser there's nothing. That's why I need Kalos and that's why I need Chamuras. So says the Gemara, if this is what Kalos and Chamuras means, the first part of the Braisa has absolutely zero Havana. Why? Because you're going to tell me that Hayis, again, my kalis and my chamuris, ile my kalis, maisa, chamuris, truma, Hayisi, oimer, b'misa? You're telling me that the reason it had to say truma, and I can't learn truma from maiser, because I would have thought that truma is misa, hashtanami ha b'misa. Yeah, you got it right. It actually is b'misa. V'su nacha kasha, v'iloi nemru, Hayisi, oimer, b'misa. How could I have thought that if by maiser there's Malkus, then by Truma there should be Misa? If it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Misa by Truma, and the whole Makar that there should be Misa by Truma is to learn it from Meiser, well, Dayu Lovim and Adin, Liskinod, and there's no way that it could be more Chamer than Meiser. So there's no way that Kalois and Chamurois means Meiser and Truma, even though there is a parish of Kalois and Chamurois that would represent itself well as Meiser and Truma. Meiser's Kal, Truma's Chamer, but it can't be that's what the Brais is talking about, because that first part of the Brais, that Ilu Nemar Kalois, makes no sense. Number one, because Ataka is Bemisa. That's the maskana. Sounds like by saying chamuris, now I know it's not bemisa. It is bemisa. And besides, how would I ever know that it's bemisa from meiser? Elo says the Gemara, maybe something else. Maybe kalus means tumas sheretz, and chamuris means tumas meis. Okay, so what does this mean? So again, if you go back to the parasha of someone that's tame and eats maaser sheni, or someone that's tame and he eats truma, the Torah says it doesn't matter if this person became tame by coming in contact with a sheretz, or if this person became tame by coming in contact with a mace. In either case, the halacha is that if he ate maaser sheni, he's going to get malchus, and if he ate truma, he's going to be chayim misa v'dei shamayim. Now you could hear that the two eifanim of how this person became tame, tumas sheretz and tumas mace respectively, would be treated as kalos and chamuris, because tumas sheretz, we know in the world of tumas is a tumah kalo, as opposed to tumas mace, which is a tumah chamur. So maybe what the Braisa means to say is, im nemru kalois, if it says tumas sheretz, lama nemru chamuris, why does it have to say tumas mace? Vim nemru chamuris, lama nemru kalois. And again, what would be the oisfer of the Braisa? Nemru kalois v'lei chamuris. Had it said kalois, tumas sheretz, and achamuris, or yisiyomar, I would have thought, ala kalois belav, that there's a lav by kalois, ostensibly by meiser, right? But a yisiyomar, ala kalois belav by tumas sheretz, abival achamuris b'misa, lakach nemru chamuris, to know that it's only a lav. Vim nemru chamuris, and if it would have said only tumas mace, I v'loy nemru kalos, I want to say tumas sheretz. Ho yisi yoimer ala chamuros yechayev, yechayev for the chamuros, obav ala kalos yepater. Lokach nemru kalos. Right, that would be the mahalach of how you learn this price in this way. But the Gemara says, how are you going to make this work? Ubemai, meaning, are we talking about this price? If kalos and chamuros is tumas sheretz and tumas meis, so then I don't know if the price is talking about maisa sheni, it's talking about truma. If kalos and chamuros is maisa sheni and truma, then it's talking about both. But if kalos and chamuros is really sheretz and meis, so what then is the price talking about? Is this happening in the world of meiser, or it's happening in the world of truma? So let's try both. Iba truma, is this going on in the world of truma? Well, idi v'idi hu b'misa. How do you start the price? Ilu nemer kalos, mle nemer chamuros, ha'isi yoimer, I would have thought, ala kalos belav. It's not true. What does the Torah say regarding kalis by truma? It says, misa, right? The Torah doesn't distinguish between the kalis and the chamuras, between tumas sheretz and tumas meis. So what do you mean, ilo yisniyayme ala kalis balav? It's not true. Visu, and more so, lakach nemer chamuras de balav. That's why the Torah said chamuras. It said tumas meis by truma to tell me that it's balav, right? The punchline? Habemisa, it's bemisa. So it can't be if kalis and chamuras is in truma that that's what's going on over here. That kalis and chamuras means tumas sheretz and tumas meis. Okay, so let's try the next case. Maybe achilas meiser. Maybe it's talking about achilas meiser. That's what's going on over here. Well, then in loy nemru chamurois ha'isi yomer ala chamuris b'misa. So what's the braisa saying? Had it said kalois, meaning had it said that if someone's tome tumas sheretz and he eats meiser sheni, the halach is then he gets a lot. But maybe if he's tome tumas meis and he eats meiser sheni, then he's gonna get misa. How would you know that? The whole mikar for chamuros, the misa would be hamitumas sheretz ka'aser. You would know from tumas sheretz. V'dayi lo menaden liyis kenadon. So says the Gemara, I have no idea. Less nagar ubar nagar the yifrakine. How are you supposed to give us a chanetz over here with this brisa? If kalis and chamuris means meiser sheni and truma, I don't understand it. And if it means tumas sheretz and tumas meis, whether you say that it's betruma or whether you say it's meiser sheni, I vaita don't understand it. This is where Ze'iri came to the rescue. Amma Ze'iri said, you want to know what kalis means? It means tumas sheretz. You want to know what chamuris means? Chamurois means tumas meis. Okay, we had a problem with that. We said if you go the truma route, it's not going to work. And if you go the maaser sheni route, it's not going to work. So what's the eitz of a hachikamer? This is what's going on over here. Ilu nemar tumas sheretz, had it said tumas sheretz, v'nemar maaser v'truma. If the Torah would have only talked about tumas sheretz, side by maaser, side by truma. Meaning, it would have said that if someone's tummy tumas sheretz and he eats maaser, he gets malchus. And if somebody's tummy tumas sheretz and he eats truma, he gets mis. V'loy nemar tumas meis, and it wouldn't have said a word about tumas meis. I would have thought that kalois ala kalois belav v'ala chamurois b'misa. I would have thought that if somebody eats the kalois, which is maisa sheni, betuma kalo, he gets malchus. Aber v'ala chamurois, as you see, if somebody eats the dover chamur, which is truma, with the tumakala, the misa, he gets misa, right? If it says tumas sheretz only, and it says it by maisa sheni, and it says it by truma, so what's the maskana you're going to reach? That if I have a tumakala, and you go ahead with that tumakala, and you eat the dover kal, you're going to get malchus. If you have a tumakala, and you eat the dover chomer, what are you going to get? You're going to get misa. This is the Iris punchline. Here's the knetch. Umid the kalois ala chamuris b'misa, but there'd be mokim to say that just like if somebody has a tumakal and he does an achila chamura. He eats truma. That loch is he gets miso. So chamura is nami ala kalos. If somebody would have a tuma chamura such as tumas meis, and he would do an achila kalo such as meisa sheni, the miso, he should get miso as well. Kach nemer chamurois. That's why the Torah had to speak out chamurois to teach me that just like if someone has the tuma kalo and he does the achila kalo, he has tuma sheres, which is the tuma kalo. He does the achila kalo, which is meisa sheni. All he gets is malchus. So too, if he has the tuma chamura, which is tumas meis, and he eats the achila kala, he's gonna get only malchus. Why is it a chiddush? Because if somebody has the tuma kala and he eats the achila chamura, someone is tumas sheret and he eats truma, he gets miso. So you would think that if there's one sad chamura, tuma kala on an achila chamura is miso. So maybe tuma chamura on an achila kala so oichet zayn miso. That's the Kamash Malon, that's not what is going to be the case. Again, let's revisit the Braisa for one last time, just to appreciate a little bit the hispilus that Chazal had from Zeiris Taich. Again, Masnisa, what's this Braisa? The Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Im Nemru Kalois, Lama Nemru Chamurois. Vim Nemru Chamurois, Lama Nemru Kalois. Meaning, why does the Torah have to mention Tumas Sheretz and also Tumas Meis in the parasha of Achilas Meiser and in the parasha of Achilas Truma? Im Nemru Kalois, Fulei Chamurois. Because had it said kalois only anachamuris regarding meiser, right? Regarding meiser, hayisi oimer, I would have thought ala kalois belaf. In the event that somebody eats meiser sheni with a tuma kalo, then you get a laugh. Above ala chamuris, if somebody would eat maisa sheni with a tuma chamura, he would eat it with tumas meis b'misa, you would be chayiv misa. L'kach nemru chamurois, that's what the Torah says. No, if you eat maisa sheni even with the tuma chamura, you're not going to be chayiv misa, or you're going to be chayiv as malchus. What was the kasha? The kasha was, where would you come up with such an einfall? If the Torah says that you eat maisa sheni b'tumas sheretz, you chayiv malchus, how could you come up with an etza that if you eat it with a tumah chamura, you're going to be chayiv misa? What was the Gemara's kasha? Daya lovim eradin liyaz kenodin. The Torah says, I actually have a rationale. I have a good shtickle Torah. Because I see mefurish in the Torah that if I would eat an achila chamura, truma, with a tuma kalo, you would be chayiv miso. So there's makim to say that mid the kalo is ala chamuris b'miso, chamuris nami ala kalo is b'miso. That's the hava minute that I would have had. That's the chiddush. What's the oisfer of the brice of him? Nemru chamuris v'le nemru kalo said it only said that if you eat maisa sheni b'tumas meis, you chayiv malchus. But it wouldn't have said that eat maisa sheni b'tumas sheni, you chayiv malchus. A yisiyem ala chamuris yeh chayiv. For the chamuris you be chayiv, what does chayiv mean? Malchus. Abav ala kalo is yeh pate. I would have thought for the kalo is going to be pate. That's why the Torah had to say kalos, the Torah had to say chamuris. So the maskana and ziris pshat, kalos and chamuris is tumas sheretz and it's tumas meis. Additionally, we're talking about meiser. The kasha was, dai lovim and adin liyaz kenodin. The teretz is, mid the kalos ala chamuris, chamuris nama ala kalos. Exhale. So as it relates to raid, going back to the first part of today's daf, Amid Aleph, and that is Ula's memra. Ula said, koimitz pigol, shehelu, al gabi hamizbeach, poka piguloi mimenu. And Ula's makar was, im acherin mevi lidei pigo, hu atzmoi leikolshken. Gemara didn't understand what that even means, and the Gemara tweaked it. Im enoin miskabo, heich mevi acherin lidei pigo. From the fact that the haktara of a koimitz, of a pigol, has the ability to be meratze, it has the ability to be meratze it lepiguloi, must be, it's a haktara, and if it's a haktara, paka piguloi mimenu. The Gemara was shakal v'tari a little bit in terms of what the nafkamina lalach is, and even what the metzias is, and what came out l'maisa was Ula's talking about not stam when the koimitz pigul was held agabi amizdeach, but where it's moshel behena or, and the nafkamina lalach is that although ordinarily any time you have pigul that goes on the mizbeach, the lalach is im alu layerdu, but im yerdu yalu. Kamash Malon, that once it's already Mashal Menahar, then the halacha is, not only is it Im Alu LaYerdu, but at this point, it's going to be Im Yerdu Yalu as well. The Gemara asked, didn't Ula say this already once? Ula said, Leishanu Elish Leim Mashal Menahar, Avo mashla ben ha'ar yalu. Once it's already mashla ben ha'ar, at that point, the halach is it's going to be already im yerdu yalu. The Gemara said, yeah, Ula did already say it once. That's 100% true. But at the same time, there's a bezunder chiddush as it relates to the kaimitz, because you could have thought that all the different components of the kaimitz are viewed as individual in yanim, and being that they're viewed as individual yanim, so you could have thought that maybe you only have them yerdu yalu klapi the chelik that actually touched the mizbeach that went into the fire. But as it relates to the chelik that didn't touch, so maybe over there it's going to be different, and that's the kamash malon that Ula wanted you to know that this halacha is true, even as it relates to this halacha is true, even as it relates to the kaimitz. Reb Chaim in Sefer, and this is in Hilchas Psuli Amikdashim, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, has a very intense shtickle on this halacha of Mashlo Ben Ha'ar Paka Bigula Mimeno, just to be mocked him. And that is, Reb Chaim said that there's another sugi in Shas where you find this inyan of Paka Bigula Mimeno, and that's in Mesechtes Krisis Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah over there says, this is a well-known Mishnah, even though it's a real Kachem Degen Mishnah, but it comes up a lot. Yesh oichel achila achas. It's possible for a person to eat one achila. V'chayoven aleh arba chatois v'ashem echad. Yet you're going to be chayiv four chatois and one ashem. So you ate one kizayis. And from that one kizayis that the person ate, he's going to end up having to bring four chatois, and you're even going to have to bring an ashem. What's the mitzias? The mitzias says, tameh she'och al chelev. Somebody was tameh, and he ate chelev. And it was also noiser, which means it was hektish. And on top of that, you ate it on Yom Kippur. So again, there was a person that was tameh. He ate the chalif of a carbon that was noiser on Yom Kippur. This person has to bring a chatas times four. He has to bring an ashem as well. What's the cheshbon of bringing four chatas? Number one, he ate chalif. You eat chaylev, you chayv karas. He ate noiser. Chayv says he ate noiser, you chayv karas. He ate on Yom Kippur. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayv karas. And he was tummy that ate kachim. If you tummy eat kachim, you're going to be chayv karas. Why does he have to bring an asham? Asham yivoy is because he was mylan akdish. And because he was mylan akdish, so you have to bring a carbon asham. So, faith the Gemara Kasha. It sounds like the time of the Mishnah is trying to come up with this geshmaka case. Four chatois, one asham, v'nisni chamish chatois. Why couldn't the Tanya of the Mishnah come up with a hechel timtza where you would be chayev five chatois? Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayev aleh chamish chatois. What would be the case? V'nukma, let's make an akimta k'goin to achal kezayis pigel. It's talking about where the person ate a kezayis of pigel. Meaning, let's be Mikeim, it was also pickle. And if it was also pickle, if you eat pickle, you chayv karis. And if that's the case, I have five chatois. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Because b'chad behema kamayri, b'shtei behema is like kamayri. Mish is talking about with a person ate an achila, achas, a kizayis achas, from ein behema. And if it's one behema, the noiser u pickle, b'chad behema le mishkachasa. You can't have one behema that's going to be noiser and pickle. Either it's nice or it's spiegel. But it can't be both. But the Gemara says, Allah Malay, why not? Maybe the case is talking about where the carbon was pickle. And then you took a chelik of the carbon pickle and you amailed al gabi mizbech. When you amail al gabi mizbech, paka pigulay mine. The pickle went away. Who state that if you take pigle and you put on the mizbech, paka pigulam yimenu, that's ula's memra. In zvachim daf mam gimel amed aleph. Now, once the pigle goes away, so now, v'havale noiser, if you leave it around too long, now it's shayach to become noiser. What's the makarti nisukuda amarulo, koi mizpigul shayel agabi mizbech, paka pigulam yimenu, mini v'havale noiser, it's shayach, and for the gemara I hear, abe v'ever echad kamayri b'shnei evarim loy kamayri, the noiser of pigle, b'chad ever loy mishkacha. So when the Mishnah says, it doesn't mean only that it's from the same carbon, but it means also it's the same aver. And it's impossible to have one aver that's going to be piggle and one aver that's going to be noiser. And it's for that reason you had to mention one of the two. The town of the Mishnah picked noiser. Could have picked piggle, I guess. But it picked noiser. But the bottom line is that b'chod the aver komairi, and it's for that reason it's impossible to have one aver that would be noiser or piggle. But ein zach shtei klarim degemar. That ula's halacha of koimitz piggle shel agabe mizbeach paka bigula mimenu is true not only with regards to the din of our sugya, and that is imyer du yalu, but it's also true with regards to the ikar alacha, that the issa karis of pigul goes away. chazer over our Gemara for a minute. Ula said, "Koymitz pigul shelo gabim mizbech pocket begulam yimeno." The Gemara said, "Lamai nafkamina." Is said the Gemara leinian the karis. Koymitz anyways has no karis. You see, even from that havamina of the Gemara, that pocket begulam yimeno would remove the chiyuv karis. It didn't work in Ula's lashon of koymitz pigul shelo gabim mizbech because that anyways has no chiyuv karis. And if that's the case, Ula must be coming to tell me something else. But the bottom line is, you saw it already in the sugya on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. That havamina in Zvachim Mem Gimel spiels the chayis lemais and krisus yodalit, and that is that the din of paka bigula mimenu is true also with regards to removing the isik karis of pigul. In other words, there's two applications in Shas where you find this din of paka bigula mimenu. One place where you find the concept of paka bigula mimenu is with regards to imyer du yalu. Another place that you find paka Begulam Yimenu is with regards to removing the Issachars. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchis Psuli HaMikdashim, this is in Perek Gimel, it's Halachis Chesentes, says the Rambam. Kol she Psuli Bakoidish, HaKoidish Mekablai. Any Psul that's a quote-unquote Psuli Bakoidish, whatever that means, HaKoidish Mekablai. Ukshem she'im olu lo yerdu, kach im yerdu lo yalu, shniya shahrei psulin hei. The halacha says the Rambam is, there's certain psulim that are psulei b'kodesh. Any psul that's psulei b'kodesh, if it goes on the mizbeach is mekadesh it, and the halacha is, that im olu lo yerdu. And the Rambam says, it's a lashon ha-mishnah, ukeshem shem olu lo yerdu, kach im yerdu lo yalu shniya. Sharei psulim, this is the ikur halacha of im olu lo yerdu. We really need the next halacha. Says the Rambam, v'ayter v'im mashul ben o'ar. What would be if this davar pasul didn't just go on the mizbeach? But rather, it went into the fire. It was mashal ben ma'ar. Afa pisha yardu. Even if it went down, yalu shnia, you can put it back up. V'yashlam haktarasam, and you can go weiter with the haktara. What's the makar to the Rambam? It's Ula's halacha that even though it's true when it comes to carbon that has a machshavas chutzasmani, really all the psulim im olu lo yardu, but im yardu yalu. But there's an idea of mashal ben ma'ar. Paka pigula mimenu l'may nafkemina. Zvachim em gimel. Now the halach is going to be that im yerdu yalu. So the Rambam v'moshlo behena ar afa pishe yerdu yalu shnir. The Rambam in Hilchas Psuli Hamikdashim. This is in Perik Yudches Halacha Chaf Alef. So the Rambam upigul oy noiser oy tami. If you take pigul noiser tam, you put it on the mizbeach. Once the fire of the mizbeach consumes the majority of the pigul noiser and tameh, at that point the iser is going to go away. What's the makar to that Rambam? It's krisus daf yudalad amud aleph. It's the same idea. Ula's halacha that once it's mashal ben ha'ar, at that point it's paka yisur me'en. And we even saw Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not only true for pigul, it's true for noiser and tamei as well. And that's pashit. That the idea is that if you take a davar tamei and you put it on the mizbeach and it's mashal ben ha'ar, at that point it's going to be paka yisur me'en. In other words, the Rambam in Perek Gimel halacha tes and psulei hamikdashim paskin Ula's halacha as it relates to imyer du yalu. The makar of which is Zvachim Mem Gimel, and the Rambam in Psula Hamikdash and Perik Yichas Halacha of Aleph paskind Ula's Halacha as it relates to the Isser Karis being removed. The makar of which is Krisus Daf Yudah. Of a freight of Chaim. If you look at the Rambam seems to contradict himself. Very subtle, but very profound. Why? Because when the Rambam brings the halacha in Perikim, Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, the Rambam's lashon is v'imashlo behem ha'ar. As long as it was mashlo behem ha'ar, at that point, af al pi sheyerdu yalu shnia. In Perik Yud Ches, when the Rambam brings the halacha, his lashon is mishim mashlo ha'er beruban. Paka Yisurim Mehen. L'chayr, it's one din. It's halacha of Paka Bigula Mimenu, which happens once it's Mashla Ben Ar. It sounds like that in the sugya of Mem Gimel, the Rambam's taich of Mashla Ben Ar is that it was not Mashla Ben Ar. Yet, in the sugya of Krisus Yudale, the Rambam's taich is that it has to be Mashla Ben Berubai. At first glance, it's just two applications of the same halacha. If the taich of Ula's Mashla Ben Ar, Paka Bigula Mimenu is Mashla Ben Ar, then the Rambam should have been consistent. And if it means legal, Amri or Roiv and maybe Rubai Kukuloi. Okay, so then the Rambam should have said it in both cases. Maishna klapi the dinim yerdu yalu. The Rambam seems to suggest as long as it's mashal ben ha'ar, and as it relates to the idea of the Issachar is going away, it sounds like it has to be Moshe Berubai, Azoifek Reb Chaim, V'lechoy Ritzarachin. Emes is that Reb Chaim brings that the Mishloim Melech already was oimid on this kasha, and he says, Ayin Shah. Abavashayir Loimer Bezer, says Reb Chaim. If this halacha of Ula, which is mentioned right here in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel, is mentioned a little more by Arichas on Daf Pehe Amar Aleph. If you look at Daf Pehe Amar Aleph, so Ula over there says the same exact halacha, and that is that if you have a Koimetz Pigol, Shehelo Al Gabi HaMizbeach, so the halacha is that it's Paka Pigulay Mimenu. And it's Mavua over there that the reason it's Paka Pigulay Mimenu is because Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. That it's Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. Says Reb Chaim, what's this idea of Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach? And just to explain this a little bit better. There's an idea that you find in Kachin where you take something that really has no makom to go on the Mizbeach and it's Mashlo Behena'ar. The Mashlo Behena'ar makes it Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. And now that it becomes Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach, so now the Loch is it's allowed to stay on the Mizbeach. So Reb Chaim said, Yesh Lachker, what's the Geder Hadvarim of Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach? He said, I could hear two tzadim. One side said Reb Chaim is that Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach means that any psul, any issue that this Basar, this Emurim, this carbon head, once it's Mashal Ben Ha'ar and it becomes Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach, so that psul goes away. Meaning Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach means that whatever psul was there is gone, and as a result, now there's a din that you're allowed to keep it on the Mizbeach. I mean, that's the punchline of Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. Inami says Reb Chaim, Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach doesn't mean that whatever issue was there goes away. But rather, Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach means you have all the issues, you have all the problems. Of now you're Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. And once you're Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach, at this point, now there's a new Haktar with all your problems, with all your issues, with all your baggage. Of Afilu Achi, there's a Haktar Mechudeshes that's called Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. Says Reb Chaim, I have two rayas to the second set. The first raya is the Gemara has a Hakira in Zvachim Daf Pehe, whether if somebody would take that Tzomos of a carbon and you would put it on the fire of the Mizbeach, whether there would be a Teres Haktara now because of Nasa Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. Says Reb Chaim, in the regular din haktara that you have with a carbon, there's no place to ever be makter. There's no place to ever be makter the Atzomos of a carbon, right? Yet, if that someone has touched the fire, now all of a sudden there's a teres haktar. So says Reb Chaim Bishloima, if the geder of nasalach mishamizbeach is, it's a new teres haktara. Also, if it's a new teres haktara, so you'll tell me that this teres haktara includes in it even atzamis mechtesana. The regular haktara doesn't, but this haktara mechudeshes maybe would. But if you're going to tell me the whole geder of lachmoy shal mizbeach is that it removes any problems, all it does is it reinstates its kosher status the way the carbon was b'tchilas b'riyasai. Well, that tzomis never had a din haktara. So if that tzomis never had a din haktara, how's lachmoy shal mizbeach all of a sudden giving it a haktara? Muzayin the tzvei tzad. Chaim said, I have another right. Because it's mavur that the din of nasa lachmoy shal mizbeach is true for psul nishpach. Now, what's a psul nishpach? Nishpach means where the kayin didn't do a proper kabbalah. First, the dam was nishpach on the ritzpah, and then you put it into the klisharis. So the halach is that the carbon's pasul. However, if the emurim would go on the mizbeach, now nasalach mishal mizbeach. Now, said Reb Chaim, what's the yisoid of the psul nishpach? So that's really another Reb Chaim, right? But without getting involved in that Reb Chaim, that's poshet, that the psul nishpach includes in it that it's missing a zrika. You can't do a zrika. You can't do a zrika with dam that was nishpach. It has to have a proper kabbalah in order for you to be able to go ahead now and do a zrika. So it's not embarrassed. There's a din lachmoy shal mizbeach even on a murim that never had a zrika. So Reb Chaim, if the geder of lachmoy shal mizbeach is that it removes the psul that's here, so that's very good. If you have basa, that's pasul, and now you want to put it on the mizbeach. So lachmoy shal mizbeach, right? The or is a mikvah tayra. It has an ability to make it go away. Now that it makes it go away, so now you'll be able to have a tayra saktar. But over here, the problem is, I'm don't have a zrika. Se felt mir a zrika. Ob se felt mir a zrika, how's lach mit shom zbeach, stell ihn zu a zrika. The teretz said Reb Chaim is, it's muchach from here, said Reb Chaim. That what? It's muchach, that together of lach mit shom zbeach is, that you taka don't meet the criteria for what you would need in order to be able to tuoif a proper haktara, but at the same time, this is a new din haktara. Yeah, for haktara's ksherim, you need a zrika. For the haktara's ksherim, you have to be kosher. For the haktara's ksherim, you have to be a murim, yoyseresh, teyakloyos, you can't be atzamas. But we're not handling a haktara ksherim, we're handling a whole, you have to, it's a paradigm shift. So a whole new haktara. This haktara mechudeshes. This haktara mechudeshes doesn't father a zrika. This haktara can be a of a puzzle. This Akhtar Mekudesh includes in it Afilu da Atzomis. But the point is said Reb Chaim, from the fact that you see Lach Mishol Mizbeach as it relates to Atzomis, and you find the concept of Lach Mishol Mizbeach as it relates to even a carbon that's puzzle, that's missing Ezrika, such as where it's Nishbach, it's Muchach from there, that the Yisoid of Lach Mishol Mizbeach is, that it's Mechadesh, this new Akhtara. Well, if that's the case, Freik Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Ula said that Koimitz Pigol, Shehelo Gabi HaMizbeach, Talach is Paka Piguloi Mimeno. Right? What's the Gedda Advarim? The Gedda Advarim is, it goes on the fire of the Mizbeach, the way the Gemara explained the Lamaskana. Now, all of a sudden, the pigle goes away. L'mainav kemina, sundadim yerdu yal. Right, Reb Chaim, why did Ula need that it's paka pigula mimeno? Pasha, you'd say Ula needed paka pigula mimeno, so there should be a din now of im yerdu yal. Because if it's pigle, how are you putting it back on the Mizbeach? But Reb Chaim said, that's clear, there's a sugi of lach mishol Mizbeach throughout Kachin. And that's clear that the gedder of lach mishol Mizbeach is that it's mechadesh and uaktara. Where do you see that it's Mechadosh and Nuaktara, said Reb Chaim? From the fact that it includes in it Atzomis, from the fact that it includes in it Nishbach. That means there's a new parish of Aktara that happens when it's Moshel Ben Ar. As soon as it's Moshel Ben Ar, it's Nishadosh, now there's a new Tayyar's Aktara. So if it's Mechadosh, so what do I need Paka Bigula Mimenu? Vos felt me wrong. Why did Ula say Paka Bigula Mimenu? Memelo Mierdu Yalu. I don't need a Paka Bigula Mimenu. It could be Pigle all day, every day. It's Nasalach Mishol Mizbeach. And what? It's Nasalach Mishol Mizbeach. At that point, L'chayra, it's going to have a Teres HaKtara of Im Yerdu Yalu. V'haraya, Atzamos, there's no Lomdus of Paka Begulam Imenu. And Nishbach, there's no Lomdus of Paka Begulam Imenu. And Afilu Hachi, Nasalach Mishol Mizbeach. There's a Din HaKtara. So L'chayra, all the Psulim, where you find the Din of Lach Mishol Mizbeach, also shouldn't father a Paka Begulam Imenu. So why do I need Paka Begulam Imenu? Just say it a little shot. Bishloim in the sugi of Krisos, Daphne Dalid. Over there it's Vichtig. Ula says that Kaimis Pigashel, Gabim is Bech, Pokabigulam Imenu, the Indian that there should be no Chi of Karas. Because if it's Pigle, it could be a Mierdu Yalu from Ampus Morgan, it could be Akhtar Mechudash. Oh, but it's a Chefza Pigle. If you eat a Chefza Pigle, it's like eating a Chefza Chalev. You're going to be Chai of Karas. So you have to come on to a Lumdis of Pokabigulam Imenu. Avad the Krisos Yudalid needs Pokabigulam Imenu. Abulachiris Vachem M. Gimel doesn't need Pokabigulam Imenu. Because that Pasha, once it's Moshel Ben Ar, you find throughout Zvachim, there's an idea of Nasalach Mishol Mizbeach, and that works B'Toiras Haktara Mechudeshes with the baggage, with all the Psulim. So if it Ketuayf Adin Haktara for Atzomis, that are Be'etzim and Hachayich Haktara, it Ketuayf Adin Haktara for a carbon that had no Zrika, there's no reason it shouldn't be able to Tuayf Haktara for something that's possible without the concept of Paka Begulim Imenu. And if that's the case, Freik Reb Chaim, why is Ula's Memra of Afapi Sheyer Du Yalu, once it's Moshel Ben Ar, predicated on Paka Pigulei Mimenu, L'chayra, it should not be Vichtig that it was Paka Pigulei Mimenu. So Reb Chaim said a little bit of a hard vart to explain this. And that is, Reb Chaim said, L'oilam Eimelecha, that Enochinami. That's Poshit, that the Haktara of Lach Mishol Mizbeach. And the fact that once it's Moshel Ben Ar, that Lach is Yer Du Yalu, it doesn't require Paka Pigulei Mimenu. Okay, so why did Ula say, Kaimis Pigul Shel Gabi's Bech, Paka Begulam Imenu, the Indian, and Yerdu Yalu? Said Reb Chaim, because Yesh Loimar, the only time it's Shayach that if something goes on the Mizbeach and it's Mashlo Behen Ha'ar, the halacha is that it's going to be considered lachmish on mizbeach is if it didn't stam touch the fire ba'alma. It has to go on the fire b'toiras haktar. It has to go on the fire b'toiras ritzoy. But if it stam went on the fire ba'alma, shaloi b'toiras haktar and shaloi b'toiras ritzoy, stam, it touched the fire. Oops, I burnt myself, right? If that's what happened, that wouldn't make a lachmish on mizbeach. So Rav Chaim said that la'olam, once the koimetz becomes lachmish on mizbeach, at that point there could be a teiras haktara on the koimetz, even if it has its status of pigel. Where Ula's getting into the weeds, and where Ula is tuing goif, the paka bigulim imenu, is because Ula understood that the only way it could become lachmish on mizbeach in the first place is if it was mashla ben ha'ar, ba'ifen haktara, and ba'ifen hartza. And that already requires that on some level it should be a proper haktara. So Ula came to, and Ula said that if somebody would take a koimetz pigel and he would put it on the fire of the mizbeach, the halach is it would be lachmish on mizbeach. But he said, 1 second, you're putting pigel in the fire and it's becoming lachmish on mizbeach? No way. It's so rochik and so mufka from haktara and from hartza that there's no way in the world that moshlo behen o'ar would be able to be mechadish this new aktara of lachmish on mizbeach that would say go ahead and be makdur it despite the fact that it's possible. It's for that reason that Ula said that the halacha is that when you put the koimetz pigel al gabe mizbeach, it's paka pigula mimenu. And being that it's paka pigula mimenu, memelo when it's moshla ben ha'ar, it's considered. Memelo when it's moshla ben ha'ar, it's considered a haktara. And memelo it's considered some mice of hartza. And being that it's a haktara, it's a mice of hartza. Therefore, now it's a regular moshla ben ha'ar. Memelo it's chal lachmish on mizbech. And if it's chal lachmish on mizbech, now already you're going to be shaykh, you're going to be subject to this new haktara mukhadashas. Said Ula, how do I know? Right? How do I know that if the koimetz is moshla ben ha'ar, it's mamish like as a maisa haktara? Said Ula, I'll prove it to you. Because you need that haktara's koimetz in order to create the pigul. So it's miratzel pigula. If it's miratzel pigula, that means it's a heft of haktara. It's a heft of, haktara. It's considered a moshla ben ha'ar that can create a lachmish on mizbeach. And once it creates a lachmish on mizbeach, at that point you're going to be okay. In other words, the reason Ula needs paka biguloi in the sugi of krisus daf yudalit is there he mamish needs it. If you don't have paka biguloi, so you have nothing. He's trying to say that when you take the koimetz or any chelik of a karma you put on the mizbeach, now all of a sudden the pigle is going to go away, the nois is going to go away, the tum is going to go away. Vushtei tazam musik. Where you see that is in paka biguloi mimeno. If the pigle goes away, so now all of a sudden you're going to be okay. Where Ula needs the paka biguloi mimeno in zvachim em gimel is not to say that there's a din haktara of him yerdu yalu. He doesn't need it from yerdu yalu. Yerdu yalu could be even with pigle. You don't need paka pigula. Here's the punchline. You don't need paka pigula mimenu to have a din im yerdu yalu. Because the im yerdu yalu is based on nasa lachmish on mizbeach. Lachmish on mizbeach is haktara mechudeshes that is not governed by the Shulchan Aruch of haktara. And if you find it with regards to atzomis and regarding nishbach with his nozrika, there's no reason it shouldn't be true for psulim as well. Where then does Ula need in zvachim em gimel the fact that it's paka begulim imenu? He needs it for it to become lachmish on mizbeach. Once it's lachmish on mizbeach, you don't need it, Zakrib Chaim. He needs it to become lachmish on mizbeach because the way it becomes lachmish shom mizbeach is when it's moshla ben ha'ar, and the moshla ben ha'ar has to be a moshla ben ha'ar of aktara and artsa, and for that you would need that it should be paka pigulim imenu. Because if it's in a state of pigul, that haktara would be a problematic haktara. Kamash malon ula, that being that you find that haktara is haktara for what? It's miratzel epiguloi. If you find that it's miratzel epiguloi, then it means it's a regular teres haktara. If it's a regular teres haktara, so now this haktara is going to be able to work for this as well. Says Reb Chaim, you can explain the Rambam very beautifully. I'll read this paragraph inside. That as it relates to the halach of Yerdu Yalu, there all you need is Meshila Sa'ar. But as it relates to the Afkas, there you need that it should be Berubai. L'chayra, it's a stira, right? Is paka biguloi when it happens a little bit, or is paka biguloi when it happens most of it? Sakhtab Chaim, it's miyusheves heitev. You know why? Kivan de shnei dinim nifrodim hei. Because at the end of the day, there's shnei dinim. Dahachtim yerdu yalu, tolu bidin lachmen shom esbech. Because the fact that it's yerdu yalu was saying is not tolu in paka biguloi minenu. What's a tolu in? It's tolu in lachmen shom esbech. Ubezes sagi b'mashil asar levat. And vaistois ulahel, the Rambam paskin, that as it relates to that's going to be enough. But as it relates to the paka biguloi soiver Rambam, daktoras kuloi hu shemafki midei yisuroi. For that you have to be makter in gansin. Came bein and davka moshle berubai the rubai kukuloi. Oh, the toli la gemara zebezeh. I wouldn't mean the gemara said that it's only a mierdu yalu when it's paka biguloi. A paka biguloi the Rambam holds only happens when it's at least rubai kukuloi. Aber arein is bar. We just explained it. Durak leinian ikir maisa aktara. That's only with regards to teaching the haktara im chashiva haktara v'artza aloi, so that it should be considered a mashal ben ha'ar, so that it should become lachmen shel mizbech. Avala acha shenasa ben maisa haktara. But once it's chal that this is a maisa haktara, nidin kol echad kedinoi. Each one gets its own din. Delinyan lachmoi sagi b'mashil asar b'miktasoi ulinyan heter achilasnoi b'nyadav geruba yishu kaguloi. So says Reb Chaim, at the end of the day, the whole reason why Ula said paka bigulim yimenu l'inim yerdu yalu is not because he needs the pickle to go away. He doesn't need the pickle to go away. He just needs that al yidei azah haktara, the pickle would go away. And being that the pickle would go away, that's just a simen, right? It's not a sib, it's a simen. It's a simen that it's a regular... it's a regular haktar of a haritzah. If it's a regular haktar of a haritzah, then memela it's considered a mashal menar. Mashal menar, even a little bit, is nasalach v'shom esbech. This is also going to be nasalach v'shom esbech. Again, Reb Chaim's point is, there's no direct link between paka pigulay mimenu and emyer duyalo. The only reason Ula is connecting them is because they're tolly zebezeh. At the end of the day, they're tied by the hip. Reb Chaim speaks this out clearly earlier in the shtickle. It's just because they're tali zebezeh. Because at the end of the day, if we view this haktara as a maisa haktara, then it's going to be paka pigulim imenu. And if we view this haktara as a maisa haktara, well, then it's going to be a haktara that makes it a mashla ben ha'ar. So then now you can go ahead and have a lach mishol mizbech. But you don't need the paka pigulim imenu in order to have the lach mishol mizbech. All you need is the haktara, which rather would also make it a paka pigulim imenu. Oh, but the ikar is that there's a haktara. So at the end of the day, vas is negeya nasalach mishol mizbech. For that, you need to have a maisa haktara. What's the definition of a maisa haktara? Mashal ben ha'ar. That's always what it is. The kasha is, what do you mean? You're handling pickle over here. How's this a... No, that's Ula Shtikl Taira. Ula has a Kal V'chaymer. We know for sure that when you put pigul on the Mizbech, it is a Haktara HaMiratza. It's Miratza LePigula. So Melo, it's considered Haktara. Then Hu Adin, it's also going to be able to become Lach Mishol Mizbech. As it relates to Krisis Daf Yudalit, there you need the Bepoil of the Paka Begulim Imenu. Being that you need the Paka Begulim Imenu, the Rambam holds, the only time it's ever going to be Paka Begulim Imenu is if you're going to remove it 100%, or Rubai Kukuloi, and that's why the Rambam Paskin Rubai Kukuloi. So again, at the end of the day, what Reb Chaim is saying is that in as much as Ula said, Koymetz Pigul Shehel Agabim Mizbech, the halach is paka pigule mimenu le'inyin imyerdu yalu. You don't need the paka pigule mimenu in order to have the imyerdu yalu. When Ula increases Yudalit says that kaimis pigush hela gabi mizbech paka pigule mimenu regarding the basar and regarding the iser karas, yeah, there you need the paka pigule mimenu. You have to remove the iser in order for you not to be chayiv karas. But vasas negei imyerdu yalu, you don't need the paka pigule mimenu. The reason Ula is being toila this why don't you need it? Because once it's mashal ben ha'ar, it's nasalach mishal mizbech. And it works with all the baggage, with all the psulim, you're going to have a Torah Saktar. Why then does Ula say paka bigula mimenu? Ula is saying paka bigula mimenu because Ula needs the siba of why it's paka bigula mimenu. It's paka bigula mimenu because it's miratza. That part of the equation Ula needs for this as well. Ula needs the fact that this haktara is haktara miratza. The fact that it's haktara miratza grada begets paka bigula mimenu. That's the oisphere of Ula. But he doesn't need the oisphere. He doesn't need the punchline of paka bigula mimenu. He needs what got him to paka bigula mimenu. What got him to paka bigula mimenu is the fact that it's haktara miratza. Hail miratza la pigula. And that he needs for this.
But at the end of the day, in Perek Gimel Hilchas Psuli HaMikdash, when the Rambam's handling him Yeridu Yalu, all he needs is that it was Moshlo Ben Ha'ar, Nasal Lachem Shul Mizbech. For that, any little Moshlo Ben Ha'ar is going to be enough. In Perek Yudches, he needs that the pickle should be removed. In order for the pickle to be removed, you have to remove a Lagamri. Moshlo Ben Ha'ar for Lachem Shul Mizbech, you just have to touch the fire. Paka Bigula, you need the whole thing to be removed. What's the steer's Rambam? So there's no stira. Lefizem Yushev is Heitev. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam's talking about the definition of Moshel Ben Ha'ar. In Perek Yudches, the Rambam's talking about the definition of Paka Begula Mimeru. Didn't the Gemara seem to say that that Tali Zebezeh? Yeah, it seemed to say that. Abul Mais, Reb Chaim said, it's really not Tali Zebezeh. They're not Tali Zebezeh. It's Tali Zebezeh in the sense that they're bound by the hip. And that's why when Ula makes his shtickle Torah, you end up with two nafkaminas. If putting the Kaimitz Pigle on the Mizbeach is a miratza, well then it's a Muslim and a R, which is going to be a Nasa Lachmish on Mizbeach, and it's also going to remove the Issacharis. It's two things that are going to happen. But at the end of the day, it's going to become Lachmish on Mizbeach when it's only Muslim and a R. That's the Psak of the Rambam and Bar Gimel. And it's going to remove the Pigle when it's Nip Moshel Berubai Kikulai. And that's the Rambam already in Perek Yudches. The one thing that comes out of this, says Reb Chaim, is that, just notice, it became Lachmish on Mizbeach before it was Paka Pigulai, right? Because what emerges just from the Halachas of the Rambam, that's clear. That once it was Moshel Ben Ha'ar, you tell me it's not Lachmish on Mizbeach. But it's not Paka Pigulai until it's already Moshel Berubai. Abazak Reb Chaim, Lefian Nizbar, that never bothered me. Forget, that's what we want. That doesn't bother me. Because Havada, the whole din of Nasa Lachmish on Mizbeach is Akhtar Mechudashas, that's Chalam Sulim. So Adarabba, that could be Chalam Pigul all day. That was never an issue. Fakad. Al Rishayna Manu Mitztarin. Why it sounded like you needed Paka Beguloi in order to be Mechadish, in order to shaft this Indian of Nasa Lachmish on Mizbeach. But the fact that Lamaskana, what comes out is that it's already Nasa Lachmish on Mizbeach before it was Paka Beguloi Mimenu. Adarabba. That's beautiful. That's part of why this Pshat in the Rambam is so geschmack, because that's what it should be. Because that's what's mavur from Gan Zvachim, that you can become Lachmish on Mizbeach even when you're in a state of it being possible either way. This is Reb Chaim. Just to bring out one point, again, we're stopping here, but just to bring out one point, you know, the ninth parak in Masech Tzvachim is parak HaMizbeach Mekadesh. That's the Iker, where the sugyas of Olu Lo Yerdu are discussed, right? Something that underpins the entirety of Masechtas Zvachim. If you look at the first Rashi in Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh, right? The Perek begins HaMizbeach Mekadesh Esaroyeloi, and that Pegim Lamed Aleph. Zok Rashi, what does it mean HaMizbeach Mekadesh? Afilu Dover Pasol, She'olu LeMizbeach, Kitshei HaMizbeach, Liyoseis Lachmoi, Ve'in Moi Rida Noisoi. Afilu Dover Pasol, She'olu LeMizbeach, Kidshoy HaMizbeach, Liyoseis Lachmoi Ve'emei Rida Noisin. Sure, they say over from Marna Gris that the Priskerov learned off this Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Rashi saying that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh Adover Apostle, Liyoseis Lachmoi, so that later it should be able to become Lachmoi. Or the way the Rav said it, it has a din to now make it Lachmoi Shal Mizbeach. In other words, Reb Chaim was Mechadish. Reb Chaim gave us a gift and loved this. And that is, the idea of Lachmoi Shal Mizbeach is a Haktorah Mechudashis. When you think of the Haktorah of a carbon, so you think of, yeah, you have a chiv to go ahead and be Makdadei Murav of a carbon. But Reb Chaim was Mechadish that there's two Dinei Haktorah in a carbon. There's the Haktorah of a Kosher carbon, and then there's the Haktorah of a Apostle of carbon. That Haktorah is non-discriminatory, right? It could be even a Nishpach, right? It could be a Pigol. It could be that Tzomois. It doesn't Shtauzich zu Bechlal to the regular Halachas of Haktorah. What's the gather of that Haktorah? It's what's referred to in Shas as Lachmish on Mizbeach. How does it happen? Once it's Moshel Ben Ha'ar. Once Moshel Ben Ha'ar, at that point, it becomes Lachmish on Mizbeach. So the Rav said what Rashi sang right in the beginning of Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh. Mizbeach is Mekadesh Haroyloi. What does that mean? If you take a dove of pasul, you put it on Mizbeach. It didn't go on the fire. It's not Lachmoi. You just touch the Mizbeach. It gives it a Kedusha. What's the get? What's the nusach of that Kedusha? Kitchei HaMizbeach Liyoseis Lachmoi. It gets a din to be makterit. Which Haktorah? The Haktorah of Lachmoi Shal Mizbeach. Usually Lachmoi Shal Mizbeach is a bidiyevet. It happened already. It was Moshel Ben Ha'ar, Nasa Lachmoi Shal Mizbeach. Mizbeach Mekadesh means it gives it a Kedusha now to have a new din Haktorah. What's the din? The din Lachmoi. It's not Lachmoi because it's first going to become Lachmoi when it's Moshel Ben Ha'ar. But it has a din Liyoseis Lachmoi. This is Mamish Teres Agriz 101 as it relates to Mizbeach Mekadesh. It flows from this Reb Chaim. Now again, this Reb Chaim is a shtickle Teres. Besiris Rambam, two sugis vachim em gimel, Christmas Yodal. The chiddush that we walk away from the Rambam, like the yisoid. What's the yisoid of this Rab Chaim? Again, the cheshbon is the cheshbon. But the yisoid of the Rab Chaim is lachmit shal mizbeach is aktar mechudashes. That's the yisoid. You want to know the yisoid? That's the yisoid. Yisoid of this Rab Chaim is that lachmit shal mizbeach is not the pshat that mashlem and or removes all the issues. Together is faker. You have issues, but I'm coming anyways, right? There's still a din to put me on the Mizbeach with all my imperfections. I still have a musik of becoming now Lach Mishol Mizbeach. I'm mutshid, if that's the case, why didn't you pack up the Gulam Imenu? That's from Chaim Shtickle Tair. With a Yishuv to the Mishol Melech, Stiris HaRamba. But the bottom line is, the Yisoid is that there's a new Akhtar, Azayit Lantman and Brisk, called Akhtar Mechudeshes from Lach Mishol Mizbeach, and with that, he suffered from Marna Griz, that even the whole din of Mizbeach Mekadesh, it gives it a Kedusha, so that now you actually have a din Akhtar of Lach Mishol Mizbeach. Usually you don't have such a din. Once the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, now all of a sudden, it gets that din.